This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Monday, July 29th. Well, light cash trade leaves cattle steady in Friday's livestock market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was steady today. There's been light cash trade. There really hasn't been anything to give us any definite, so we're kind of watching. It really leaves nothing to write home about right now. The range is tightening a lot, and it just tells us that there is some firm support below the market. So we're going to hang in there, continue to move sideways until we get something to give us a little more market direction. The feeders really didn't tell us anything either. They were mixed. Feedlot managers are really standing firm on their prices, and that really is keeping the market right where it is. Beef values are struggling to stay stable, and that's why we see the market bouncing around. Is there going to be long-term support? We're not really that sure, but the longer the market hangs around here, the more we know that there is some of that support underneath. But right now, we're kind of like stuck in this small channel.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday down 3.5 at 496. September corn was down 4 at 414. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 5.5, ranging from 557 to 567. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 1.5, ranging from 599.5 to 604.5. Live cattle for August was up 7.5 cents at 108.87.5. August feeder cattle was up 92.5 cents to 143.57.5. And July class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1748.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.